If you want to shine like the sun, you've got to burn like it. You're listening to Tomorrow's News Tonight with your host, Chase Geyser.
I'm very confused about the Genius Act. I thought there was a deal made by the president to make sure that included was going to be the central bank digital currency. There'd be no possibility of a backdoor to get that. So where are we?
This was a closed rule. Johnson did not allow us to make amendments to the Genius Act, to make an amendment to put a ban on CBDC in the Genius Act. We were told, you don't have a right to amendments. You don't get to do your legislative process anymore. You just have to vote on it. And they forced it through, making what I think is a fake deal. And I wish the Freedom Caucus had held, but they didn't. They want to work and they want to pass the president's agenda, and I do too. But I'm not willing to go along with the pathway to a central bank digital currency in a cashless society where none of us can control our money. Because I don't trust the government, and no one else should trust the government. And just because this administration is committed to that doesn't mean that a future administration will not lock down our bank accounts if we are not doing and saying what they want us to do. We've already been there. That was the past 4 years.
When you go past one of these number plate cameras, when you, quote, shouldn't, you won't be able to challenge the fine, because the fine will be taken out of your digital account the moment you transgress.
At the world's busiest airport in Atlanta,
all right, you're fully verified.
The TSA checkpoint has gotten a high-tech upgrade.
You're going to take your ID, insert it into the card reader.
Using this facial recognition camera system to compare a flyer's face to their picture on their ID in seconds.
The Genius Act, already greenlit by a bipartisan Senate, claims to slap a federal harness on stable coins. Stable coins aim for price stability through mechanisms like backing each coin with reserves of cash, bonds, or other assets. The Clarity Act is a tug of war over who gets to leash these digital assets. Will it be the SEC or the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, the CFTC, potentially prying them loose from the SEC's iron grip? A move the crypto rebels have been howling for. The anti-CBDC Surveillance State Act, championed by Republicans, aims to slam the door on a central bank digital currency, citing nightmares of government snooping and control. Yet many warn of a sinister backdoor, a legislative sleight of hand that could see these bills, if watered down in the Senate or hitched to must-pass juggernauts like the NDAA, could pave the way for a CBDC Trojan horse.
It's really hard to overstate how dangerous it is. It is literally the mark of the beast system, a global social credit score, the ESG corporate governance systems right down into your smart devices, your phone, the smart appliances, the AI, surveilling everyone in live time.
You don't expect your air-fried chips to come with a side of surveillance, but research has found they might.
Do I need an umbrella for tomorrow in London?
From tracking locations to listening to conversations to knowing your gender and date of birth, our devices, in some cases, are acutely smart.
And so it's really the ring of Sauron to bind everybody together with total control. And we have the head of the IMF and the World Bank and the International Bank of Settlements and the head of the UN and all of them. We have Tedros, the head of the WHO, saying we need a global central bank digital currency to control everything you do, to lock you down during new pandemics they've got planned. This is the mechanism. It'll be your internet ID. It'll do everything. And if we think as populist and conservatives and Christians and common sense people that we've been debanked and harassed as conservatives before, this is exponentially more dangerous. And the big international banks that the Federal Reserve is part of, private, they have said this is their holy grail, and they're really, really trying to roll it out. And so the fact that there is a... I am cutting this announcement on the evening of July 21st, 2025. That means you've got 8 days until next Tuesday, the 29th, to take advantage of one of the biggest sales yet at thealexjonesstore.com on some of the most amazing supplements in the world. We have the very best medical grade methylene blue. You can buy one bottle of liquid, already discounted, and get one absolutely free. Just go research the medical effects, the medical benefits of methylene blue, and understand we have the very best out there. USP grade, medical grade. We've given it to all our guests. They've all had amazing varying effects. I've given it to over 500 people personally. Only three or four of them have had no effect. That means your mitochondria is in great shape if you have no effect, but most of us need it. It has incredible benefits. The same is for the amazing Irish sea moss, Shilajit, and more. The sale goes until next Tuesday, the 29th of July, 2025, and it funds our operations. Get yours, and it funds the InfoWar. Right now, discounted. Buy one, get one free at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live with Tomorrow's News Tonight, it's Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tomorrow's News Tonight, and I am your host, Chase Geyser. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Central Time every single weeknight. God, there's something that feels so good about being live on the air after the sun goes down. We got some breaking stories today. It's really just more developments on the same breaking stories. Tulsi Gabbard firing back at Barack Obama, saying that she will be releasing more Trump hoax video docs tomorrow, refuting Obama's own statements defending himself recently. Let's watch this.
Former President Obama there. He's saying that none of this makes any sense, that this is a distraction. What do you say to that?
It's the art of deflection coming from former President Obama, as well as his friends who are still in Congress today, and Senator Warner and Congressman Jim Himes, really all basically saying that exact same statement, which doesn't actually address the issue that was revealed in great detail in the over 100 documents that we released last week, in the documents that we will be releasing later this week, that point to the undeniable fact that you laid out in your introduction to this segment, is that the intelligence community had one assessment, that Russia did not have the intent or capability to try to impact the outcome of the U.S. election leading up to Election Day. The same assessment was made after Donald Trump was elected by the American people as president in 2016, defeating Hillary Clinton. And it wasn't until after that pulled president's daily brief document that you referenced that the Principals Committee was called in the National Security Council. And President Obama then directed Obama's ODNI, DNI James Clapper, to lead the effort to create this new intelligence community assessment that detailed not if, but how Moscow attempted to influence the outcome of the U.S. election. So this is the thing that I think people should pay attention to, is neither the message from President Obama's office, neither the statements coming from Democrats in Congress today and their friends in the propaganda media, none of them are addressing this fact that there was a shift, 180-degree shift, from the intelligence community's assessment leading up to the election to the one that President Obama directed be produced after Donald Trump won the election, that completely contradicted those assessments that had come previously. The second thing I want to address that's very important, Lara, is that you in the clip that you played, you saw John Brennan, James Clapper, James Comey stated with high confidence this January intelligence community assessment that they drafted at the direction of President Obama. The fact is that they used already discredited information like the Steele dossier. They knew it was discredited at that time, yet they used it as a source for this document that they claim to have high confidence in. They used intelligence that some of these intelligence community professionals rejected previously because of the lack of credibility and the lack of the ability to vet with any kind of confidence whether or not that information or intelligence was accurate and could be used for an assessment. There's a long laundry list of facts and intelligence reporting that directly contradict the statement coming from President Obama's office and those who are trying to deflect away from what actually happened, which was after Donald Trump was elected, led by President Obama, there was an effort to create a document that would serve as a foundation for what would be a years-long coup against President Trump, therefore trying to subvert the will of the American people who sent him to the White House
so
in 2016.
So we got proof. We have the proof. It's funny because now we have more evidence that the Russia hoax was a Russia hoax orchestrated by Obama and his intelligence apparatus than there was ever evidence that the Russian collusion ever took place whatsoever. I mean, do you remember the incessant claims from the left that Russia ran ads on the Facebook that resulted in election interference and manipulation? To such an extent that there was this whole Cambridge Analytica scandal, and they tried to pin it on Steve Bannon for selling data that wound up in the hands of the Russians so they could run ads. They had Mark Zuckerberg come and give testimony to Congress. Do you remember that? He's sitting there in a suit like a robot, sipping his water. He looks like Data from Star Trek without a conscience. And some of that old footage from 8, 9 years ago now. Don't you remember the Cambridge Analytica scandal? All of it made up by the Obama administration. And now all the evidence is in. I'm telling you, if heads don't roll, then this justice system is totally irrelevant. Moot whatsoever. Doesn't make sense whatsoever. In fact, if I'm ever arrested for any single crime in the context of a world where no justice has been brought to the Epstein case or the Russia hoax case, I'm not taking any arrests seriously. Let me just put it like this. I will treat it as if my home is being invaded, and I will respond according to Texas law. Because no justice system is going to be just, worthwhile, credible, if there isn't justice after all of this evidence has come out. Even Trump has responded today. Let's watch.
I didn't know that they were going to do it. I don't really follow that too much. Sort of a witch hunt, just a continuation of the witch hunt. The witch hunt that you should be talking about is they caught President Obama absolutely cold, Tulsi Gabbard. What they did to this country in 2016, starting in 2016, but going up all the way going up to 2020 and the election, they tried to rig the election and they got caught. And there should be very severe consequences for that. You know, when we caught Hillary Clinton, I said, you know what? Let's not go too far here. It's the ex-wife of a president, and I thought it was sort of terrible. And I let her off the hook, and I'm very happy I did. But it's time to start after what they did to me. And whether it's right or wrong, it's time to go after people. Obama's been caught directly. So people say, oh, you know, a group. It's not a group. It's Obama. His orders are on the paper. The papers are signed. The papers came right out of their office. They sent everything to be highly classified. Well, the highly classified has been released. And what they did in 2016 and in 2020 is very criminal. It's criminal at the highest level. So that's really the things you should be talking about. I know nothing about the other, but I think it's appropriate that they do go.
May I ask you about that, Mr. President?
Yeah.
Tulsi Gabbard has submitted a criminal referral to the Department of Justice. From your perspective, who should the DOJ target as part of their investigation? What specific figures in the Obama administration?
Well, based on what I read, and I read pretty much what you read, it would be President Obama. He started it. And Biden was there with him. And Comey was there. And Clapper. The whole group was there. Brennan. They were all there in a room. Right here. This was the room. This is much more beautiful than it was then, but that's okay. I have nice pictures up. They came out of the vaults. They were in there for 100 years. This is much more beautiful. We have the Declaration of Independence now in the room, which wasn't here. I guess people didn't feel too good about putting it here, but I do. But you know what? If you look at that, those papers, they have them stone cold, and it was President Obama. It wasn't lots of people all over the place. It was them, too. But the leader of the gang was President Obama, Barack Hussein Obama. Have you heard of him? And except for the fact that he gets shielded by the press for his entire life, that's the one they... Look, he's guilty. It's not a question. You know, I like to say, let's give it time. It's there. He's guilty. This was treason. This was every word you can think of. They tried to steal the election. They tried to obfuscate the election. They did things that nobody's ever even imagined, even in other countries. You've seen some pretty rough countries. This man has seen some pretty rough countries, but you've never seen anything like that. And we have all of the documents. And from what Tulsi told me, she's got thousands of additional documents coming. So President Obama, it was his concept, his idea, but he also got it from crooked Hillary Clinton. Crooked is a $3 bill. Hillary Clinton and her group, the Democrats, spent $12 million to Christopher Steele to write up a report that was a total fake report. Took 2 years to figure that out, but it came out that it was a total fake report. It was made up fiction. And they used that. The one thing they weren't able to do.
And no, I was troubled. I was troubled to see or to hear last night from some of the callers. Sometimes callers say stuff, catches me off guard. And I think to myself, man, I got to think about that. That's a good point. And some of the callers were calling in and say, hey, let's forget about this Obama thing. Let's move on. We need to focus on the Epstein thing. We need to focus on the new stuff. If we keep hanging on to the past, the Hillary Clintons, the Obamas, we're just going to get distracted and stuck with it. That's what people were saying. Bullshit. Why don't we just get them all? You're telling me that Congress, as much vacation as Congress takes, I guarantee it's more vacation than virtually any of the listeners of InfoWars. I know that I work every single day, 8 hours a day, at least. Got into the office this morning at 10. Right now it's 9:16. Went home for dinner, came back. And that's every day. That's fine. I want to work. I live and breathe to work. Elon Musk came out with a clip the other day. He says, I wake up, I work, I go to sleep. I wake up, I work, I go to sleep. I wake up, I work, I go to sleep. Over and over and over again. That's the American way. This is the way. But Congress, no. We got to take a little break, go back in August. We're only going to be in session for 6 days, and we need seven. Thomas Massie was saying earlier today, I'll show you the clip later. They're always on vacation, always taking their little breaks. And then the American people, the listeners of InfoWars, like, all right, if you're so busy, then that's fine. Let's just focus on whatever's most important. No. Get them all of them. Incriminate all of them. I want them prosecuted posthumously. After Joe Biden dies, I want him to face justice from the grave. While he's burning in hell, I want him to get a telegram lit in flame and ash that says, oh, by the way, on Earth, you've been convicted. And sentenced to 10 life sentences, even though you're already dead. I want to be in trouble in multiple dimensions simultaneously. That is how sick of this I think we all are. That's how wanting for justice we all are. Breaking, Obama spokesperson responds to Trump's assertion Barack Obama was the ringleader of Russia collusion hoax. I can't wait to see the rest of these documents come out. The office of former President Barack Obama responded to Trump's assertion. Last Friday, ODNI, Tulsi Gabbard, declassified a December 2016 presidential briefing revealing Barack Obama knew the Trump-Russia collusion narrative was a hoax. Obama knew it was a hoax, and he was involved in manufacturing and politicizing the intelligence to create the Trump-Russia collusion canard. Quote, we assess that foreign adversaries did not use cyber attacks on election infrastructure to alter the U.S. presidential election outcome this year. We have no evidence of cyber manipulation of election infrastructure intended to alter results. So I guess Zuckerberg had to talk about Cambridge Analytica for no reason whatsoever. Where is Mark Zuckerberg on this coming out and saying, hey, why is it that you made me testify regarding Russian interference, Russian collusion, where I had to come and say, Senator, and act so polite. Senator, we run ads. Do you remember that? He was asked how Facebook makes money, and he said, Senator, we run ads. What kind of a dumbass question was that? And then after that, we had just a litany of censorship that came out because all of the social media platforms had been pressured so hard amidst these allegations that Russia had been using their platforms in order to manipulate outcomes of elections. You remember? And then the censorship that ensued since 2016 was absolutely insane and asinine. They took Milo Yiannopoulos off all the platforms, Alex Jones off all the platforms, Steve Bannon off all the platforms, Donald Trump off all the platforms, not to mention basically every single Q account you can possibly imagine. And I'm not a Q guy, but they should have the right to say what they think whenever they think it. In the name of stopping misinformation or disinformation, The irony, of course, being that it was disinformation and misinformation that resulted in this call to remove misinformation and disinformation. See, this is the problem with censorship. The censors are always the ones that are actually full of trash. You don't have to censor lies to protect the truth, but you do have to censor the truth to protect lies. That should be the one thing that we've learned about censorship over the course of the last 9 years, not to mention over the course of 1933 to 1945, you just look at the Third Reich. So it was good to see Obama respond. But speaking of Nazis and censorship and disinformation, massive protests erupt against Zelensky in Ukraine. The protests took place one day before peace talks between Ukraine and Russia. Marjorie Taylor Greene reported huge protests erupt in Kiev against Ukrainian President Zelensky as he is a dictator and refuses to make a peace deal and end the war. Of course, this protest has to do with certain independent agencies not being allowed to have their independence from the federal government of Ukraine. Let's watch this. Not going to see this on CNN. Not going to see this on Fox News. They want the war to be over, but then their cash cow goes away. How is Zelensky supposed to pay himself and his cabinet, his military leaders, not to assassinate him if there isn't billions upon billions of dollars coming into Ukraine from the likes of Mike Johnson and our Congress, who, like I've said dozens of times, funded neo-Nazis in Ukraine to the tune of tens of billions of dollars of U.S. taxpayer money on Hitler's birthday last year. Isn't it wonderful? And by the way, Nick Sorter has a new show on InfoWars called The InfoWars Sunday Briefing at 1 p.m. Central every Sunday. And this Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Central, he is going to be having Mike Johnson in a space on X. And I highly recommend you all go follow at Nick Sortor, S-O-R-T-O-R, on X. Join that space where Mike Johnson is going to be so happy to take questions from anyone in the audience. And ask him why he funded neo-Nazis in Ukraine tens of billions of dollars on Hitler's birthday last year. Ask him. I want every single speaker given access to that space on Wednesday to ask him the same question. Mr. Speaker, why did you fund neo-Nazis tens of billions of dollars on Hitler's birthday last year? And when I called attention to it, they put me on a Ukrainian enemies of the state list. Funded by the CIA. But in domestic news, Tom Homan unleashes on former first drug addict Hunter Biden in response to his deranged interview yesterday, which we covered incessantly. Let's watch a little bit of Tom Homan's response.
Really upset about illegal immigration. You. How do you think your hotel room gets cleaned? How do you think you have food on your table? Who do you think washes your dishes?
Well, I do my own dishes, Tom. But this idea that the fruit's going to rot in the orchards, nobody's ever going to have a lawn mowed again if we actually enforce our immigration laws.
Well, I don't really care what the former first drug addict thinks. I just thank God every morning I wake up, we got President Trump in the Oval Office. And because of President Trump, in 7 weeks, we got the most secure border in this nation's history. And now we're arresting public safety threats and national security threats every day across this country. We've already arrested three times the number of criminals that Biden did during the same time frame. And President Trump has committed 2 weeks ago to prioritize sanctuary cities. Because of what you just said in California, Illinois, and New York, I said it during a press conference the other day, we're going to flood the zone. We're going to send hundreds of additional ICE agents to these cities. If they don't want to help us and get the bad guy in the county jail, then we're going to flood the neighborhoods until we find that guy. We're going to flood work sites until we find that guy, because we're going to make this country safe again. President Trump was elected for that purpose, and we're going to keep that promise from President Trump.
And, Tom, those who would impede or harm or threaten ICE officers, will you commit tonight to...
Going to jail. Going to jail, Laura. If you impede an ICE officer, you're going to be prosecuted. You throw a stone at an ICE vehicle, they're going to get out of the car, they're going to chase you down, they're going to arrest you, and you're going to be prosecuted. President Trump sent out a truth post and an X the other day. Zero tolerance. You step over the line, you'll be prosecuted. And Pam Bondi's already talked to every U.S. attorney across this country. They're not going to decline a prosecution. So you step over the line, you're going to jail.
Tom, there, as you always, go. Thank you very much.
Well, I hope that's true, because I want them all deported, and I want all of the traitors of this country, I want their heads to roll. Their heads must roll. If we don't have justice, then I think we're going to have to take matters in our own hands, honestly. And I know that in the United States of America, we can't advocate for violence, and I don't. I abhor violence. In fact, this network, I'm proud to work here because it's been against virtually every single war that we've been in since World War II. This is a pacifist network, even though it's classified as hate speech. A pacifist network. But doesn't it say in our own Declaration of Independence that at a certain point, the people have a right to overthrow the existing government? Isn't it legally binding? Aren't we justified by the principles upon which this country was founded to take matters into our own hand when the government fails to fulfill the duties that it's been empowered to fulfill? I'm getting to that point where I'm starting to feel real rowdy, folks. I'm starting to feel very, very rowdy. I want justice. It's not coming from the Democrats, not coming from the Republicans, it's not coming from the Uniparty. CNN can come out all day long and say, oh, there's only 4% support for Elon Musk's third party. Well, imagine if the vote in a swing state is shifted 4% away from either party. That's called total political power. If you can choose which party a swing state votes for because you pulled 4% of the vote and they just desperately need your endorsement, that's called total political power. Keep in mind that when the Nazis were first elected in Germany, only 1 in 40 Germans was a Nazi. But they were able to split the difference between the existing establishment powers and then seize total power. So I think they're shaking in their boots over this party. We've got James Carville saying that the Democratic Party has become a cracked-out clown car. Absolutely correct, James. I like this guy, even though he looks like he has no teeth. A.G. Bondi immediately fires Alina Habba's replacement after judges vote to oust Habba as interim U.S. Attorney of New Jersey. Group of federal judges on Tuesday declined to extend Alina Habba's term as interim U.S. Attorney of New Jersey after Democrat Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries launched a pressure campaign to oust her. So I guess Bondi's doing something right. We're coming up on a break. We're going to get into more clips and news on the other side. In the meantime, for the love of God, go to the AlexJonesStore.com. We've got this beautiful knife that comes in this beautiful box with Alex Jones's shiny signature on it. We've got a limited supply of these. We'll never make another one. Inside the box, you will be met with the most beautiful, sleek design you've seen since Steve Jobs lived and breathed. A beautiful hard plastic case that can go right on your belt for convenience. You pull this blade out. One side, it says at the base, 1776. The other side, it says Alex Jones with the same matching signature that you will see on the top of the box. An amazing collector's item, a fundraiser for InfoWars, and whatever comes next to ensure that Alex Jones will always be on the air. And not only that, but this week we are running an incredible buy one, get one bombshell sale, where you can buy one, get one of the methylene blue tincture, our most popular product. You can buy one, get one of the CMOS gummies, our first bestseller that ensured this store would be successful. And you can buy one, get one of the Shilajit capsules, which are absolutely incredible for your testosterone, your vitality. Shilajit is this mysterious substance that comes out of the Himalayas, I believe. And most of the people that sell Shilajit on the market, by the way, they sell it just loaded with heavy metals. We have purified this to the point where Mike Adams said it's the safest Shilajit he's ever tested in his lab. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com. Not only because the Shilajit's amazing and the CMOS is amazing and the knife's amazing and the methylene blue will make you feel like you're plugged into the wall, but go because it's the only way, the best way to keep Alex Jones on the air. And every dollar you spend at thealexjonesstore.com is a round in the heart of the world's supervillain.
Ladies and gentlemen, James O'Keefe was here in studio last week. He was on the last hour, and I forgot to give him methylene blue until the last 30 minutes, but he was going on Owen. So I asked him on air, take it now, I'm not going to say what it does, and tell us honestly what your response is. And it was, quite frankly, pretty amazing. So the crew just reminded me that James O'Keefe has not tried methylene blue, or they asked me to ask him. He has it, doesn't know what it is, but he's so nice and trusting, he just took it. It's actually cyanide, James. No, seriously.
Trying to poison me.
I'm joking, it's really good for you. It takes 30 minutes to hit, it's not a stimulant, but it creates mitochondrial function and skips the oxidative process, two levels or three levels in the cells. Usually takes 30 minutes to hit, you're on Owen at 4, just please Owen, talk to Owen. Ask if it hit you, what you felt, and if you didn't, we're going to put it on air and you'll be the only guest that hasn't. So slam the rest of your medicine.
You got it.
So you're asking what the methylene blue is. It is something RFK Jr. pushes. It's something I've known about for years, but we've got the best, and it is amazing what it does to your body.
All right, I'm looking forward to that.
Sometimes it hits in 15 minutes. You got to let us know what you feel.
Wait, I've been drinking it for about 10 minutes, so we'll see.
You just started drinking it about 2 minutes ago.
I finished the rest of it.
20 minutes later.
I just took it. I took a lot of it, and I would say it was the effect on me was light sensations. It was increased light perception. That's what happened to me.
The pixels of the world around you, of the simulation,
enhanced a little bit? Enhancing my eyes when a light, and I woke away, just a bit of enhancement perception there.
But then after he talked about his eyesight getting clearer, I got reminded by the crew that I've had callers about this effect, and there's actually medical literature out there.
I've got glaucoma. My vision has been crap for the last 20 years.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's perfect now.
What?
Yeah.
How long have you been taking Methylene Blue?
5 days. After 3 days, perfect vision.
No kidding.
Depth perception's back, and I don't have to hold my phone at my hip to read it.
Wow.
Like, it's crazy.
Well, I'm really happy to hear that, man.
This stuff is crazy amazing, and the medical research shows that.
It clears the brain fog, where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
Yeah! I mean, it's so good, it's scary. It's just amazing. So yes, it really does work. It varies person to person, but it's amazing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. I must say that it does a damn good job.
99% of people that take it have between moderate to just insanely good effects. So good for your whole body.
Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now. I'm a practicing dentist, so I have more patients to treat coming up, so I'm always looking for that afternoon boost without the slump.
With this, it's like in your head where you're like, you can feel it. Your body's a little tingly, but you're just more aware of what's going on.
This stuff kicked in, and it like instantly, I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. The stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene Blue works for me.
I would definitely recommend the Alex Jones Methylene Blue here. It's great stuff, so thank you, Alex. Keep it coming.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water? Methylene Blue. Mel Gibson also praised Methylene Blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man. But whatever you do, do your own research, talk to your physician, and then get the very best medical grade Methylene Blue supplement out there at thealexjonesstore.com. We have a limited time sale until next Tuesday, the 29th, where you get one bottle of Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com and get a second bottle free right now. The limited time offer at thealexjonesstore.com. Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com.
Inspires for tomorrow, we ride tonight. You're listening to Tomorrow's News Tonight with your host, Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geyser. This is Tomorrow's News Tonight. Breaking, rock legend Ozzy Osbourne is dead at 76. A lot of people are drawing attention to the fact that he was vaccinated, but he was 76. And I think that we should all be paying attention to the fact that he was actually a legend. In fact, Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne was the first song that ever gave me goosebumps. And I want to show just an honor in memory. In fact, I want to dedicate this episode of Tomorrow's News Tonight to Ozzy Osbourne. Let's watch No More Tears. with the whale sounds. It's just a hand in the bush. Sounds. It's just a clean guitar with a long delay. Ladies and gentlemen, is the closest that InfoWars will ever get to being like MTV. But man, I'm going to miss him. I'm going to miss him. And you know, look, it's not about yesterday. It's about tomorrow's news tonight. So we're going to move on from it. We don't want to celebrate the legends and the celebrities of old. But there's something to be said for it. I know people out there are probably like, it's demonic. It's not. It's just rock and roll. And I know it's just rock and roll. But I like it. And we got so much more news to get into. I will be showing you a bunch of clips. They're almost ready. The crew's just got to populate them into the machine. But we've got Marjorie Taylor Greene coming out and saying AOC is the darling of the progressive left, the one that claims to be against all the wars and wants to lead, did not vote for her amendment. Marjorie Taylor Greene's amendment was supposedly going to pull a lot of funding away from Israel. I'm not sure the exact number that we pay Israel every month. Has it been an average of, what, $3.5 or $3.6 billion every month? Something like that. And it's funny to me that if you do the math on the amount of money that the United States of America spent on the Revolutionary War, adjusted for today's dollars, it was like $3.3 to $3.7 billion. So we spent as much money declaring independence from the empire, the British Empire, England, King George, the tyrant, 3,000 miles away. There's much money on that entire revolution to form this country as we spend on Israel every single month. And people watch Mark Levin like he's some kind of hero. Oh, and it just, look, I love Trump, but it just is so disgusting to see him advocating for that dude. On his True Social, just go watch Fox News right now. Go watch Sean Hannity right now. Who can't decide between a middle part and a side part. I'm telling you right now, Fox News is never going to air for you the entire music video of No More Tears because they don't understand how rock and roll InfoWars is. They don't understand the importance of just latching on to sheer talent and breaking through barriers and accomplishing new innovations. I know he's a British guy. I get it. But how American was the whole genre where the men put makeup on to try to be more masculine instead of putting it on to try to be as feminine as possible? It's funny. You look at it, I think I saw a meme to this effect just a few months ago where it was like the 80s versus today. And it was like, hey, men putting on makeup and blowing out their hair to be as cool and masculine as possible versus today. Men doing the exact same thing to try to trick people and deceive people into thinking that they're women. This is where we have arrived in our civilization. But the good news is we aren't stuck here. NPR's editor-in-chief has resigned after passage of $9 billion rescissions package. NPR's editor-in-chief, Chapin, announced she will leave her post by the fall after the passage of the $9 billion rescissions package. House Republicans passed a sweeping $9 billion rescissions package last Thursday that delivers a knockout punch to globalist pet projects and leftist propaganda machines like NPR and PBS. Vote was 216 to 213, with only two Republicans, Brian Fitzpatrick and Mike Turner, breaking ranks to side with Democrats in opposition. Edith said she made the decision on her own to step down and that it had nothing to do with the package. Well, I'm very glad to see the total and utter failure of all of the false idols of the left. And I am just merely hoping that this administration, this Trump administration, will achieve 70% of everything that it promised, will achieve or meet 70% of all the expectations that were set. That would be good enough for me because, frankly, America does not deserve a perfect president, just as the people of the world don't deserve a perfect Messiah. In fact, I'm not even sure that we deserve an outstanding or exceptional president, but we do deserve a good one, or at least a fair one. And we haven't had one of those since I don't even know when. So I'm hoping that this administration grows a pair of brass balls, in fact, let's just put it in Trump's terms, golden balls, and actually does things like bring about justice on the Epstein issues and prosecute the Brennans and the Clappers and the Comeys, because like I said, I want to see their heads roll. And everybody in America wants to see them hanged, legally. I mean, prosecuted, indicted, all the legal stuff, nothing out of line, not calling for violence here. Don't want you guys to show up with pitchforks and torches, none of that stuff. I mean, legally, I want them to be charged with treason. I want them to have a jury of their peers, legitimate, too. A real trial, none of this kangaroo crap that we've been dealing with the last however many years. I want them to be found guilty, and then once found guilty, sentenced to death by hanging, and then I want them hanged. Don't you? I guess it's probably the Krasensteins and others that just don't want to see any of that happen. It's the Harry Sissons who show pictures of themselves on social media with their giant right arm and their Twinkie left arm. I don't know if you guys saw this yesterday. But you guys probably don't even know who Harry Sisson is. Nobody ever will, I guess. But let's show this clip. This is clip 83 of Marjorie Taylor Greene responding to AOC. Let's watch.
We were having an important vote on our Department of Defense appropriation bill. That's the funding bill that funds our military. Extremely important bill. And I widely supported pretty much everything in the bill, especially, you know, pay raises for our military men and women, as well as supporting the defense of the United States of America. Within this bill is foreign aid for foreign countries, and foreign aid for foreign disasters, et cetera. So I entered in amendments to strip out the foreign aid, and I'll go through what they were. One of them was $15 million to educate soldiers in Africa about providing activities for education about how to not get AIDS. Russell, I really hope to God that by now people know how to not get AIDS, and I don't know why the American people have to pay $15 million for that, for soldiers, adult men, adult soldiers in Africa. It's simple, so I'll keep going, though. It gets more ridiculous. $118 million for humanitarian aid in situations like floods. In Texas, we just had a catastrophic flood that killed hundreds of people, and it's so devastating. And $118 million has to be funded on the front end to help other countries in their floods. I'm sorry, they, you know, not that one had happened, but just in case one did, we would love to see that $118 million go to the people in Texas. Okay, here were the other ones. $500 million for Jordan, $500 million for Israel. Yeah, $500 million for Taiwan. So I had entered amendments to strip those monies out, and here was the hypocrisy. They all failed. All of these amendments failed. I also had an amendment to block any funding to go to Ukraine. Ukraine is not a member of NATO. We are not obligated contractually to fund that war, fund that government, pay for anything there. The American people are so tired of it. So when you talk about the disconnect between leaders in Washington, D.C. and the American people, the disconnect is broad and wide. But here was what was exposed, and I'll just go on one of them. The amendment that pulled, that would strip the $500 million that goes to Israel. Now here, I want to give some context on that because I support the people of Israel. I support people in all kinds of countries all over the world. I want the best for everyone. I sincerely do. I wish everyone well. America's $37 trillion in debt. Israel is less than $400 billion in debt. They're doing really well. Israel is doing so good. Their government provides government-funded health care, government-subsidized college tuition. That's not happening here in the United States for the American people, but yet the United States government gives Israel $3.8 billion every single year, and then in our defense appropriations bill was an additional $500 million.
And just a correction here, it's $3.8 billion a year, not a month, to Israel. So we spend more on Israel every single year, not every single month, but every single year, than we spent in today's dollars on our own American revolution. I'm going to show you clip 70 here in a moment. This is Jeff Daniels. Love his acting. Love the movie Dumb and Dumber. One of my favorite guilty pleasures. I make my wife watch it with me every year on my birthday because it's the only day that she'll agree to watch it with me. I think it's so funny. He says, I still think about Kamala. She would have done what Lincoln did. Liz Cheney would have been Secretary of State. Watch.
I still think about Kamala. And how I think she would have been a good choice. I don't care what they say. Because she would have done what Lincoln did. Liz Cheney would have been Secretary of State.
Team Arrivals.
Yeah, Team Arrivals. Doris Kearns Goodwin wrote the book about it. That's what Lincoln did. Surrounded himself with the people who would disagree with him. Not the people who would, you know, take a knee and go, yeah, more tariffs, sir, more. It's the madness of King George. And just the deterioration of the Republican Party. I mean, look, I'm just an actor. What do I know? But when Mitch started stacking the courts 25 years ago, I said it on your show once. They can see it coming. The new America.
And look, Jeff, I love you. We all love you. In fact, I'm going to show a clip in a moment here of you. Great clip. Great actor. Done outstanding work. Got the same haircut as my dad. I love him. But what is it about these actors that think that they know everything about everything else? You got the Sean Penns sucking Zelensky's dick in Kiev. You got the Robert De Niro's talking to me, Donald Trump. I mean, they can come out and make the best movies ever and then just totally reveal how abundantly retarded they are. I mean, it's just in abundance. Here's the clip of Jeff Daniels. Where's this guy?
Let's move on to the next question. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Jenny. I'm a sophomore, and this is for all three of you. Can you say in one sentence or less what... you know what I mean. Can you say why America is the greatest country in the world?
Diversity and opportunity.
Lewis?
Freedom and freedom. So let's keep it that way.
Well, the New York Jets.
No, I'm going to hold you to an answer on that. What makes America the greatest country in the world?
Well, Lewis and Sharon said it. Diversity and opportunity and freedom.
I'm not letting you go back to the airport without answering the question. Well, our Constitution is a masterpiece. James Madison was a genius. The Declaration of Independence is, for me, the single greatest piece of American writing. You don't look satisfied. One's a set of laws and the other's a declaration of war. I want a human moment from you. What about the people? Why is America
not the greatest country in the world, Professor? That's my answer.
You're saying...
Yes.
Let's talk about...
Fine. Sharon, the NEA is a loser. Yeah, it accounts for a penny out of our paycheck, but he gets to hit you with it anytime he wants. It doesn't cost money. It costs votes. It costs airtime and column inches. You know why people don't like liberals? Because they lose.
Hey.
And with a straight face, you're going to tell students that America is so star-spangled awesome that we're the only ones in the world who have freedom? Canada has freedom. Japan has freedom. The UK, France, Italy, Germany, Spain, Australia, Belgium has freedom. So 207 sovereign states in the world, like 180 of them have freedom.
All right.
And yeah, you, sorority girl. Just in case you accidentally wander into a voting booth one day, there's some things you should know. And one of them is there is absolutely no evidence to support the statement that we're the greatest country in the world. We're 7th in literacy, 27th in math, 22nd in science, 49th in life expectancy, 178th in infant mortality, 3rd in median household income, number 4 in labor force, and number 4 in exports. We lead the world in only 3 categories. Number of incarcerated citizens per capita, number of adults who believe angels are real, and defense spending, where we spend more than the next 26 countries combined, 25 of whom are allies. Now, none of this is the fault of a 20-year-old college student, but you nonetheless are, without a doubt, a member of the worst period, generation, period, ever, period. So when you ask what makes us the greatest country in the world, I don't know what the
hell
you're
talking about.
Yosemite?
Yeah. Well, he's right. But then he has the audacity to deliver this amazing performance, making statements that are questionable. I don't agree with all the countries that he listed as free countries. They've been invaded and totally betrayed by their own leaders, especially since the airing of this. Australia is certainly not a free country. You can't have a firearm there. In Canada, you cannot trade handguns. Justin Trudeau famously coming out, in Canada, you can no longer buy or sell a handgun, with his crossed legs and his faggoty socks. But how can you deliver and understand a character so much that speaks, in essence, directionally at least, correctly about America, and then say, we should have had Kamala Harris because she would have been the next Abraham Lincoln and Liz Cheney would have been the Secretary of State? Are you kidding me, Jeff Daniels? Because I sure hope so. I'm going to take your calls on the other side of this break. 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. It is 9:54 p.m. on Tuesday, July 22nd, 2025, year of our Lord. Your calls on the other side. In the meantime, please remember to go to the alexjonesstore.com. We have this incredible sale happening right now for this week only. And by the way, I don't know if you guys have the B-roll of the Lariat. We never talk about the giveaways because it's hard to talk about how we're on the verge of World War III and then talk about how great a truck is. But we're giving away a Ford Lariat, and it's absolutely incredible. It's parked in the garage right now. Every dollar you spend, I believe, is 10X entries in the giveaway. This week only. The giveaway ends on Friday, by the way. So it's your last chance to enter to win. Every dollar you spend on the store enters you to win this incredible Ford Lariat. It's a beautiful truck, and all the winners have been incredible. They've come in. They've got their car, their truck that we've given away. They've been on the air with Alex Jones for at least 30 minutes, and it's just been an incredible time, an incredible day. It's so great to be with the listeners. Plus, we've got this incredible deal in conjunction with the fact that it's the last week to win this 2025 Ford F-250 Lariat 4x4 plus $10,000 in cash. So you can pay that tax that comes with winning such an astoundingly amazing, awesome vehicle. Valued, by the way, at $111,899. We've got this buy one, get one bombshell sale in conjunction with these incredible entries to win the Ford Lariat.
where you can buy one and get one free of Ultramethylene Blue, the tincture. You can buy one, get one free of the CMOS gummies. You can buy one, get one free of the Shilajit capsules. Plus, we've got the Power Drive bundle, which are two formulas. Power Plant and Methyl Drive. Designed by Rex Jones, formulated and developed by Bigley, and sold exclusively at the alexjonesstore.com for the info warrior out there. This stuff will really power you up. You want to talk about horsepower, get the Power Drive bundle. It's up to 50% off if you sign up today. But please, for the love of God, go to the alexjonesstore.com. Enter to win the incredible F-250 Ford Lariat 2025, valued at $111,000. And don't just go because the Methylene Blue is incredible, or the Shilajit's incredible, or the CMOS is incredible, or the Power Drive bundle is incredible. Go because it's the only way to keep Alex Jones, this crew, and these hosts on the air. And every dollar you spend at the alexjonesstore.com is around in the heart of the globalist cabal.
You were just telling me that you had a brain disease, and you, what did you do to fix it?
I found this guy's a functional medicine guy, and he got me on Methylene Blue, and that instantly stopped everything.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic. And so this guy's injecting in 1890, injects these rats with it, and then does an autopsy on these things. And their brain, the brainstem, every single nerve is blue. So he discovered this methylene blue has an affinity for neuronal tissue. So he says, well, it's sucking into neurons and working in the body. So we started putting it in humans. And we found out it's an MAOI, which helps with depression and anxiety and all kinds of life stress and stuff. It is so incredible that it acts as an electron donor to mitochondria, especially your neuronal mitochondria. So it helps you produce more ATP, and it helps you get rid of this stuff called reactive oxygen species. So you have an oxygen molecule, it should have two hydrogens on it, and like your body's job is to convert stuff into water so you can pee it out. So if you get an oxygen molecule, it's got 4, 5, 1, it's a reactive oxygen, which we call free radicals. So Methylene Blue goes in there and balances a lot of those things out in your brain and your nervous system. So it is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. And it's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
The strongest medical-grade Methylene Blue, and this is what I'm on. Total mitochondria cleaning, next-level energy. This is amazing. And you want to know what I'm on? Iris CMOS, Shilajit. This right here, look at that. That is power. I'm on intermittent fasting. I'm going to eat at 3 o'clock today. And I stopped eating crap food, stopped drinking. That's what I'm on right there, baby.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.